Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, who is Program Director for Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. How are you, LaVon?
I'm good. It's nice to have you here. It's a great morning to be out and about, and we're going to talk about sort of being out and about.
Yes, out and about in the garden.
Yes. Master Gardener Program, of course, that opportunity goes on every year, but sometimes not as close as it is right now for the people who live in the Cass County area. So let's talk about the Master Gardener Program training that's coming up.
Okay, yes, you're right. It happens actually twice a year, but Cass County only hosts every other year, and we do have coming up starting September 6th is our first class. That's a class that goes on for approximately 2 months. Our last class is the 1st of November, and that is an every week commitment, once a week, every Tuesday evening, and then a couple Thursdays and a fun Saturday thrown in there as well.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity to take a visit to Iowa State on one of those days, and a great opportunity to meet lots of local people who are interested in gardens, but also some of the specialists from Iowa State University who are doing some of that training.
Yes, that's right. We have topics ranging from everything you can imagine in gardening. And like you said, all of those taught by specialists on campus from ISU Extension. The Saturday in October, this class on campus, all of the master gardeners that I've talked to that have been through that class on campus day just love it. It's hands-on. It's 8 hours of hands-on in the greenhouses at ISU learning about everything from one end of the garden to the other, and a lot of hands-on interactive question asking. So if gardening is something that you love with a passion or want to know more about, either way, the Master Gardener class is a great opportunity to really get your hands in the dirt, if you will.
And it is a national program. It's been going on for quite a few years, and it's just sort of interesting when you become involved with Master Gardeners. When you talk to somebody from another state, and they'll say, well, I'm a master gardener, and you go, oh, well, we have something in common, you know? So it is a program that's been going on, gosh, I'm not sure how many years, Kate.
I believe it started sometime in the 70s.
Okay, it's just become more and more popular. Obviously, one of the reasons is when you drive around, when you talk to people, they're interested in yards, trees, gardens, more and more and more.
Yes, and that's, like I said, topics from one end. We start out with soils. We talk about grass. We talk about insects and diseases. You talk about trees, shrubs, weeds, animals, the little critters you may find in your garden, fruit, and then we end with landscape design as far as setting up your landscape, picking plants that make sense for you. And then, of course, one of the big keys of the Master Gardener program in fitting with ISU's mission of bringing education to the people is Master Gardeners are then trained and expected to provide volunteer service hours back to the community as a way of passing on that knowledge. So you are basically trained to be an educator and pass along your skills that you learn in this class, either through public speaking or working with children in a classroom or working with the elderly. If you would prefer to pass along those skills in the form of planting, there's multiple opportunities to do that. It can be something as simple as helping out in your local church garden or neighborhood garden or the Master Gardener group. We have a very active Master Gardener group here in Cass County. They have a plant sale and a big community garden that they kind of help keep up by the community center. So lots of opportunities once you're trained as a master gardener to then turn around and give that back to the community. That's sort of the other piece. We love to get our master gardeners trained. We love working with these people who love to garden. And we also love seeing how they come up with creative ways to give back to the community.
Yeah. And sometimes master gardeners, they sort of hesitate because it's kind of scary if they think they have to get up in front of somebody to do a presentation. And as you said, no, working side by side. You know, some of the times they're already doing that because they love gardening so much, and now they just know more information, so it can be on a very informal basis. Now, you mentioned the hours of training that are coming up starting September 6th, did you say?
Okay. September 6th. It is a lot of training. It's 40 hours of training. It's 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. each Tuesday, and those are webcasts. And then, like I said, we have a couple in-person, face-to-face trainings thrown in on Thursdays as well.
Okay. So people, though, need to get signed up. I mean, there is a deadline here. If you're going to put a class together, you got to know how many people are coming because there are also materials that are provided. So
yes.
How do people get registered for Master Gardeners?
We do ask for registration. We ask for registration actually by next week, the end of August, because we need to know a week in advance for to get materials ordered. Like you said, there's a huge resource binder that comes with this Master Gardener training. If they want to get signed up, they can stop in the extension office, 805 West 10th Street, right on the fairgrounds there. They can give us a call, 243-1132, or if they go to our website, www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS, we have all the information about the Master Gardener program, as well as a form on there that they can download and just fill out and get back to us.
Do you know, Kate, if I go to my computer and I put in Cass County, Iowa Extension in my search engine, will I find you?
You probably will, yes.
So
or if you go to just type in Iowa State University Extension, there is a link up at the very top right hand of the page. It says Our Offices, and it will pull up a map of Iowa, and you can just click right on Cass County.
Okay. Sometimes we need those kind of ways when we forget all those alphabets. You know, need to find another way to search. So remember that the August 31st is the deadline to get signed up. Oh, and we probably should mention there is a fee for this.
There is a fee for this, yes. The training is $150 for the entire series. That, like I said, is 40 hours of training, as well as an enormous resource binder and a big booklet with all the materials from each class as well.
And I think the other thing it really gives you is sort of an entree to some of those specialists. You know, you sort of, even though it may not be in person from the webinar, but it sort of does give you that resource to go to Iowa State and say, hey, I have this special problem, and you kind of know who to talk to.
Yes.
And so I think that's another, like, resource maybe we don't use very often.
Yes.
This Master
Gardener.
And
there
program is
a Master Gardener newsletter that is available that comes out to all registered Master Gardeners through, I believe, once a month or maybe even more often. But yes, there's resources. Once you are signed up and hooked in with the Master Gardener program, you will be getting all sorts of resources on quite a regular basis.
Right.
So, yes.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of other things that we need to mention, and we'll remind people about the sign-up date here. But let's talk about we talked about the training that's included. Hey, that goes on. And you've got one going on tonight?
Yes, we have one going on tonight. And this is, they actually have had a summer webinar series going on for the last 3 months. This is the fourth and final series. But you don't need to, they're not necessarily interconnected, so you don't need to have attended one to come to this one. The series is on garden natives and invasives. And the one tonight, starting at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., is called Native Friends and Invading Forces, and it's presented by Rich Pope, who is my counterpart in Harrison County. And basically, if you are curious about the use of native plants and how to use native plants in your landscape, we're going to talk a little bit about what's a native plant, what's an invasive plant, the importance of using native species, some issues you may run into with invasive species, how to select plant materials for use in landscape, and choose materials that will work well and adapt well to your situation if you're interested in using native plants in your garden or landscape at all.
That's tonight at the Extension office starting at 6:30.
Correct, and there is no charge to attend that.
Show up, right?
Just show up, yep, no charge. We don't need pre-registration. Just show up, learn a little bit, meet some of the other Master Gardeners that might be there if you're curious about the program.
Good idea. You can ask some questions. Sometimes, you know, they're kind of afraid to ask you, Kate. But ask somebody who's been in the program, and they can give you all the scoop about it.
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked about gardens, and I know that it seems like more and more people are doing flower gardens. But I've heard more people lately talking about growing veggies.
Yes.
So you get all those good veggies out of there, and sometimes you have more than you planned on.
Yes, like, they all seem,
Kate,
to come in waves.
I know, Kate, you said you have peppers coming, you know,
we have peppers and tomatoes coming out our ears right now at our house. And what I've been doing is taking those and turning them into tomato sauces and fresh salsas and things like that. If you want to do that with your garden, we have another free seminar coming up on food preservation, the basics of canning, freezing, and dehydrating. And that is September 1st. From 6:30 to 8 p.m., again, at the Extension office. We are asking for pre-registrations because we have one of our specialists coming from out of town. So if you could just pre-register by the day before. So August 31st is our registration deadline for the food preservation and the Master Gardener class. We'd like to know by that time if you're interested. But if you have any questions, just give us a call or stop in.
And they could also talk to you face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
A couple times at the garden market. So
yes.
Mention that.
All right. I will be at the farmer's market this Saturday, the 27th, in Atlantic. It's from 9 to 11 a.m. at Orchelin's parking lot here in Atlantic, handing out lots of great publications on preservation. And I will also be at the farmer's market in Anita this coming Monday, the 29th, from 3:30 to 6 at Banshell Park.
Okay. Remember to sign up for those classes on the 31st. Questions, contact Kate or get on your computer. And until next time, first of all, thank you very much, Kate Olson, Program Director for Cass County Extension, to being here. And if you lack the courage to start, you have already finished.